T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, Easter Monday alohas to you. Hope you had a fabulous Easter weekend. Mine was really nice, thank you. Here we go into the most heavily commuted hour of the Bobby Mack Show. It is also, of course, the most heavily congested hour. You probably figured that out on your own. Great to have you along, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcome. Once again, I find myself in the position of having to apologize for my voice quality today, but with the pollen index up there where the air is rare, it has an effect on my sinuses, and everything flows downhill, and so it affects my voice as well, but not necessarily how I am saying it. It is what I am saying that I think is more germane to the issue. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. My email address, bob@1063WORD.com. We have arrived at that moment in the program when we should salute those on the loony left.
And now, another Alexandria Occasional Cortex breaking news update.
Yeah, AOC, she's running into some headwinds these days. Yeah, there was some blowback coming in her direction. Her surging national profile has inspired a trio of Republican opponents from her home district in New York, along with a multimillionaire mystery donor who could help close the gap in her foes' long-shot race against her. Just 3 months after taking office, the Democrat Socialist Congresswoman's challengers include an Egyptian-American journalist who has already tossed her hat in the ring, an NYPD cop turned high school civics teacher, and a conservative talk radio producer, not Moneypenny, who are seriously exploring a run against her. The fledgling challengers could get help from a wealthy New Yorker committed to backing an AOC opponent. There's definitely national energy and money in this race, Bronx Republican Chairman Mike Rendino told the New York Post, adding he's been in touch with a megabucks donor hell-bent on getting AOC tossed. Rendino did not divulge the donor's name, but said the individual is worth over $200 million-plus and has connections to raise money in Manhattan. Tom Dougherty, a former Pataki deputy, remember Pataki, another former mayor, said a Republican challenger to AOC would be able to raise real national money. We need to put individuals forward and make the incumbent work for reelection, Dougherty said. Now, meantime, this is rich. Meantime, there is a 9-year-old girl who has posted a video on social media that has been busily going viral. Ava Martinez, age 9, pokes fun at the freshman congresswoman's Green New Deal legislation that calls for a massive overhaul of the nation's economy and energy use, estimated to cost tens of trillions of dollars. Here is the audio from this 9-year-old, who, by the way, is bears a, in a nine-year-old's kind of way, striking resemblance to AOC, and has pulled her hair back in the same style as AOC and has put on the same kind of glasses as AOC. This is the video from YouTube with her takeoff on AOC and the Green New Deal.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a.k.a. AOC. And, like, I want to talk about, like, climate change. Because, like, there's no doubt cow farts are making the climate change. Like, in July, the climate was 96 degrees.
Wow.
And in February, the climate was 36 degrees. Mm. OMG. Like, that's a huge change in the climate and only...
counting on our fingers.
4 months. Like, at this rate, the world is going to end in exactly 12 years. And, like, I'm only 29 years old now. So the world will be over when I'm only...
counting again on her fingers.
37 years old. Like, I also want to talk about socialism, because socialism is so amazing.
Yeah.
Like, socialism is actually short for social media. Did you know that? Like, I use social media, so I'm a socialist. And, like, three of the most successful countries in the world are socialists, too. Venezuela, Facebook, and Twitter are all very successful socialist countries.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of friends who moved to America from Facebook.
Okay, there she is. Her dad saying, I thought it would gain attention because she's pretty adorable, but not like this. 1 million combined views of her tweets where she emulates AOC in a nine-year-old kind of way. Like in a nine-year-old kind of way. In on the text line, Bob, have you thought about wearing a mask while playing golf? It might help you with your allergies. And probably would be more suitable when occasionally I take money from the other guys that I'm playing with to already have a mask on. Don't you think that would be suitable, Money Penny? Bob, Corey Lewandowski is coaching and handling the Republicans that will be running against AOC. That should help. Bobby, read between the lines of the latest Jennifer Palmieri blog, and what she's really saying is we have to continue with a farce or they'll know we were bluffing all along. Great. Bobby, what do the ratings changes for CNN mean in terms of money? It means they are losing big dollars and they have to continue to be propped up by their corporate owners. Bobby, how about the We channel? Did it beat CNN? Probably. Probably. Bob, is Tara beating you? Does she have higher ratings? No, we're about the same. About the same. We both attract about the same number of listeners. Bobby, thank you for correctly calling it propaganda. Propaganda is all the lamestream media is. Bobby, Fox Business Channel has the best primetime shows. How do they rank? They do pretty good. Not as well as the big Fox News channel, but they do okay. Bobby, escalating lunatic real estate prices only drives more people to homelessness. San Francisco, a prime model of the haves and have-nots. Take a quick break here, quarter after five on the Bobby Mac Show, but the loony left review continues. The mayor of New York now joining with AOC philosophically. Wait until you hear what this lunatic is suggesting. Be right back here on the Bobby Mac Show on Easter Monday. Welcome back. Great to have you along. 5:21 here in the Monday edition. Bobby Mac Show in the 5 o'clock follies. Well, if the Big Apple is to become the Green Apple, it will have to ban the steel and glass towers that form its signature skyline. Who suggests this? Well, the mayor, Bill de Blasio. Speaking on BSNBC's Morning Joe, He said the city's most iconic structures, the tall skyscrapers seen from miles away, are the biggest source of emissions in New York City. The drastic change and a switch to only renewable energy within 5 years are necessary for Gotham to embrace the Green New Deal, de Blasio said. Maybe we can get some log cabins. You know, those trees just suck up CO2. Let's chop down a bunch of the trees. We can put earthen roofing on them. We are putting clear, strong mandates to lower emissions, he said, warning property owners will face massive fines unless their buildings are retrofitted. That sound you hear is corporate CEOs grabbing the phones and calling North American van lines. How quickly can we get out of here before this lunatic starts his massive fining for retrofitting the buildings? The first of any major city on the earth to say to building owners, you've got to clean up your act. You've got to retrofit. You've got to save energy. If you don't do it by 2030, there'll be serious fines as high as $1 million or more for the biggest buildings. In the same conversation that he was touting renewable energy and reducing emissions, de Blasio also defended his use of a gas-guzzling SUV for his daily 11-mile trips from Gracie Mansion to his gym in Brooklyn. Quote, let's make clear, this is just a part of my life. I come from that neighborhood in Brooklyn. That's my home. I go there on a regular basis to stay connected to where I come from and not be in a bubble that I think for a lot of politicians is a huge problem. See, you know, he and Al Gore, they're cut from the same cloth. You know, tell everybody else how to live. But then when Al Gore comes to town, as he did a number of years ago in the dog days of August, to give a speech about climate change, keeps his limousine running for an hour and a half while he makes his address about the threat to planet Earth so that the limo won't be hot, so the air conditioner can keep running in his limo while he's preaching to everybody else how to live. What a bunch of world-class hypocrites. To the phones we go. Joseph is next up. He is on his cell phone. Hi, Joseph, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bobby, how you doing?
So far, so good.
What is wrong with people?
Good question.
I mean, what is wrong with human beings on this? Retrofit the buildings with what?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? With what?
Right. Yeah,
serious.
Well, for one thing, they shouldn't be air-conditioned. You know, Joseph, because those air conditioners, they spit out huge amounts of noxious fumes that warm the atmosphere to the point where another dozen years or so, we'll all be fried.
Okay, Mr. de Blasio, why don't you lead the pack and cut off City Hall there, Mr. Governor, whatever he is.
Why doesn't he get an electric vehicle that would not be as damaging to the environment instead of that gas-guzzling SUV that he takes to the gym every day.
Well, any business who is in New York or stays in New York needs to have their head examined.
Yep.
This idiot's going to tax. It's kind of like Woody Allen's sleeper, how ridiculous it was. Now
right.
It's coming to fruition.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the boiling pot of water with a frog in it. And that's amazing. I can't even speak.
I don't understand how with the corporate taxes, the state taxes, the city taxes, the taxes on taxes. It seems to me it would have become untenable a long time ago. Well, company American Airlines, they moved out of New York and moved to Dallas.
Can you blame them? I mean, these
nope.
idiots with AOC and this idiot and everybody else up there, I would move out in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
I mean,
you and me
just,
both.
And, you know, they're just digging their own graves, but nobody will ever vote against them, so whatever.
Well, and while we're mentioning people who have taken their business elsewhere. How about El Rushbo? Move from Manhattan to West Palm Beach, Florida, where, by the way, there's no state income tax.
I mean, it's obvious, but nobody, whatever.
Yeah, I know. They just, I don't know, out of touch with reality, I guess. Thank you, Joseph. Appreciate the call. Good to have you here. Gene is next up. He is in Taylor's, my stomping grounds. Hi, Gene, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Afternoon, Bobby. Thank you, sir. I'm the guy who's going to welcome your family when the time comes and have a strategic window and the long arm of your choice available for you.
Appreciate that, sir.
Anywhere in the world, an investigation of anything for 2 years with millions of dollars spent, scores of investigators, and I'm not even sure if their salaries are included in that million dollars.
Yeah, I'm not either. I don't think they are.
It's a cold case. Yep. Anywhere in the world, you would call that a cold case, probably way before 2 years. We don't throw buckets of money and scores of people at things like that for 2 years, and they found nothing. They found nothing. Manafort cheated on his taxes. So what? He lied under oath about some stuff that had nothing to do with the topic at hand. They still found nothing.
Right.
I might lie to the government, but might tell a little white lie to the government myself if I knew they were going to use perfectly legal stuff against me.
Right.
I'm involved in some perfectly legal stuff, but the government might want to use it against me under certain circumstances.
Well, and look at the immediate pivot that the left did, a 180-degree turn. We heard nothing but collusion for 3 years, and now with a report back, no collusion. No obstruction, which was also in the Mueller report. They immediately pivot to obstruction of justice. Let's consider that question for just a second, okay? Let's say that the president had fired Robert Mueller and shut down the investigation. That is perfectly within the power of the president to do.
Yeah. Again, perfectly legal.
So how can you obstruct justice by doing something that is legal?
Yeah, I agree. And one other quick thing. If you're the Secretary of State and you never sent or received any classified information, how do you, as a Secretary of State, do the business of the United States Secretary of State without ever having sent or received any classified information? Is that dereliction of duty? Is it, or is it just lying?
Yeah, it is bald-faced lying.
I would tend to agree. If it's not, it's dereliction of duty, I would say. How can you do that job without ever having sent or received any classified information?
So the FBI takes hammers and destroys all of the hard drives, all of the cell phones, all the 30,000 other emails, but there's nothing to see there. We should move along.
And if they pursue this impeachment business, I think we need to get back into that stuff now that we know more of the truth about the FBI and the Justice Department, et cetera.
I have a feeling that Attorney General Barr has the bit between his teeth on this. I hope that feeling is accurate, and I hope he goes after all these people, top to bottom.
Right, Buck.
Thank you, Gene. I appreciate the call very much. Good to have you here, sir. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Patrick's ready to go. He's still filling in for Annie in the news center while she recuperates from a medical procedure. And I'll be right back on the other side. We'll go back to the phones again next here on the Bobby Mack Show.
Work.
You're absolutely right, Governor LePetitmaine. That's what we do for 4 hours each weekday, Monday through Friday, slaving away over a hot microphone and computer terminal. Back to the phones. Richard is next up. He is in Greenville. Hi, Richard. Thank you for patiently waiting. Good to have you here.
Hey, Bobby Mack. How are you?
Good, thank you. Not bad for Monday.
Yeah, the pollen's up here. Hey, I was in and out of the car, and I heard you talking about the U.S. soldiers being disarmed by the
The Mexican military.
I think you kind of start, but I heard one other something later. I think they did the right thing because it sounded like they had a sidearm versus probably an AR or even a machine, a fully automatic weapon. So
right, yeah.
It's a no-brainer. And then if they were, here was my aspect. The U.S. probably wouldn't know about it anyway. We probably had the we're missing two soldiers that were at such and such. Have you seen them? Well, of course not. We haven't seen them.
Yeah, no, we know nothing about that. It's a mystery to us. Yeah, I suspect you're right. They were outgunned.
Right, right. So it's kind of one of those areas that get kind of brushed under the rug.
Wouldn't it be nice though if they'd been in contact with an air unit like a Cobra gunship?
Or something. I mean, I said that's the whole thing to stop these caravans coming. Just have a Cobra gunship fly over and put blanks in it. Start just fire away.
Watch them run for the hills. Right.
Exactly. And then heard about the aspect with San Francisco. Wasn't that the film the Rise of the Planet of the Apes or something like that? Wasn't that film there?
I don't know, because I've never seen those films, but it would have been a proper environment, except trying to film around all that feces in the street, I think, would have presented a problem.
Right. But anyway, George says, wanted to call in on those aspects.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Richard. Good to have you here today. In on the text line before I get, email as well. Email coming in from Alan R. in Spartanburg. Bobby Mack, I'm two-thirds of the way through the book, The Strange Death of Europe. We are following Europe's horrendous example to a T. We don't expect the Muslims here to assimilate. On the contrary, we tailor our society to accommodate them. We refuse, where possible, to acknowledge their violent acts and bring out the long knives against those who are willing to speak out or report the truth. We welcome these large groups of immigrants, Muslims for one, but also poor, unskilled Hispanics from below the border, and pretend they won't bring their beliefs and practices here to this host country and set up enclaves that resemble where they came from. Ilhan Omar is a perfect example. Americans are conditioned to be outraged, not at this Islamist who makes hateful comments, but at the voices responding to her with criticism. Too true. Political correctness rules the roost. It's pathetic. Bobby, so I guess the city of San Francisco would actually be an S-hole city? Bobby, about Mayor de Blasio, bring back New Amsterdam, 1764, the greenest New York City ever was. That's true. Bobby, how can you obstruct when there was no crime? Bobby, if we get rid of air conditioning, all the Yankees would go back up north. Anthony from Greer here. Thank God I moved out of New York 8 years ago. So much more opportunity here in South Carolina and so much more beauty in the upstate. Bobby, how much does a one-room thatch hut go for in Manhattan? Bobby, Mayor de Blowhard needs to ride a bike to his gym and set a good example. Well, if he was riding his bike, he wouldn't need to go to the gym, would he? I mean, you can't do bench presses on a bike, but come on. It's exercise. Bob, I bet Times Square certainly doesn't burn any energy. I guess they need to cancel those New Year's Eve parties. Bob, now we know why all the Yankees / New Yorkers are moving down here. Bob, why can't Mayor de blah, blah, blah take a subway to his gym? Bobby, here's a question for you. What is the difference between the Democrat Party and the zombie apocalypse? No, I mean, really, what is the difference? No joke. Hey, buddy, just got passed by a Range Rover on 85 with a license tag reading Congress number 4 on the license tag. Any idea who that would be? Let's see, Congressional District 4 would be William Timmons. but I don't know that that's his vehicle. Bob, so the with the rampant right-side brain damage prevalent among the left, especially the concentrated areas like California and New York, how in the world did Donald Trump ever escape? That's a fair question. Bobby, a Flonase recommended by Moneypenny works for me as well. Yeah, I'll have to try it. Bobby, always enjoy listening to your show. Keep up the good work. Thank you. Appreciate that. And finally, this one. Bobby, just who in the hell do you think you are calling things the way you see them? Shame on you. Yeah, my bad. My bad. Quarter before six here on the Bobby Mack Show. Back to the phones we go again on the other side here on the Monday edition of the Bobby Mack Show on WORD. Evan, back in the news center, Moneypenny, stopped me in the hallway a little while ago, asked me if I'd seen this website or something that's trending on social media about dad wear or dad duds, something like that. And I said, why are you mentioning this to me? And he said, well, because all the pictures in there look like exactly the way you dress. Have you brought it up, Moneypenny?
Yeah.
What's on there? Tell us about what you see on there. I hate to, if there's one thing I hate to be, it's predictable.
Well, let's see. It is.
What's the website?
Oh, there's a few of them.
Oh, great.
But there's a how to dress like a dad.
Yeah, there
you
go.
This is from CBSnews.com.
I can imagine. I can only imagine.
The pictures are acid wash blue jeans to a certain lighter blue jeans, yeah. Kind of like what you wear.
Yeah, let me guess. Khaki cargo shorts.
No, I see khakis. I don't see cargo shorts.
Oh, yeah. They're probably on the other website.
I see like the high waisted jeans from like the 90s.
There you go. Right. You know, but why? I don't have them up underneath the armpits.
No, not yet.
Not yet. I'm gaining on
let's
that.
Let's see, white button up shirts,
right.
Hawaiian shirts, the khaki dress pants.
Oh jeez.
The polo shirts with the collars flipped up.
Maybe I need to go what is it? Hipster. I need to go hipster. Would that be a good look for me, you think?
I don't know if I could get past the beard, Bobby.
well, don't worry. It's unrealistic in the extreme. To the phones we go to Jeff, who is also in my stomping grounds at Taylor's. Hi, Jeff, and welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Bob. Good afternoon, and thank you for the show as always.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your being there.
I got a theory I want to run past you.
Fire away.
You got our president is not beholden to anyone. He can't be bought.
Yep.
He's got more money than the rest of them put together. He's got his own security that works in hand in hand with the Secret Service. So it's not likely that Air Force One or Marine One is going to run out of gas or he's going to get hit by lightning. That's probably not going to happen.
Right.
And all these Democrats, their donors, their supporters, their buddies, and some, likewise, some Republicans that have broken the law, were going to get by with that scot-free if Ms. Clinton had been elected. Now, they're going to jail, and they know that he's going to put them there, and they're desperate. They're anything. Now they want his set tax records back to when he was in junior high school.
Yeah.
Anything. They're just grasping at anything because he's going to put a number of those people, some members of Congress included, in jail, particularly if he gets elected again. And I hope so.
I mean, I am of the opinion that I think Bill Barr, the Attorney General, is serious about getting to the bottom of this coup attempt. I think this offends his constitutional sensibilities.
Well, it offends mine, I can tell you that, and yeah. I hope he gets to the bottom of it. And I think that's what the desperation, if they could just get rid of him, or then they'd be good. but that's not going to happen. They went way too far the way they treated him. So you know how the President Trump is. He generally doesn't leave no stone unturned when you try to do something to him. You're going to get it right back.
See, and this is where they've miscalculated, too, Jeff. Most normal human beings would have folded a long time ago under the intolerable pressure that President Trump has been subjected to in the media on a daily basis by the Democrats, and as you correctly pointed out, by members of his own party as well. Bush W. Used to say, well, I don't want to demean the office of the president, while they were making movies, you know, the assassination of George W. Bush. Trump does not suffer these attacks lightly. He responds. He's a counterpuncher, and every time they come after him, he's going to come back after him. But I think they have miscalculated on how stern his spine is, because rather than folding under the pressure, he's responding to it and attacking them in return. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate the call. In on the text line this afternoon. Good afternoon to you, Bob. This is Craig at Hidden Treasure. Just wrapped up our golf tournament for this year at Green Valley. Had a great day, had a great turnout with a lot of terrific folks. Thanks to all of those who came out, and thank you for all you have done to support us at Hidden Treasure. That is a wonderful school there in my stomping grounds of Taylor's. Also went on the text line, Bobby Mack, there's nothing wrong with how you dress. I'm 45 and dress that way. We're cool. Don't let anyone tell us differently. Bob, we call his clothes the over and over clothing line because you're either overweight or over 50 if you wear what Moneypenny was just describing. Bob, Tom here. I've listened to WORD for 20-plus years. Love you and Tara. Got an Android phone in January. I live above Saluda Lake and could never hear you guys because of the terrain. Now have the radio.com app and love it. Thank you, Tom. Great to have you along. Part of the family. Bonus hours on the way next here on Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.